On Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 68, you're going to learn about a harmonically rich duo, get a musical alignment brought to you by LR Bags, and you're going to find out why there are so many shapes for just one single chord. All that and more right after this.
If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite.
Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 68. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best and very boldest acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I have a killer guitar geek list to share with you. And I've been dotting my I's, I've been crossing my T's, and this week's list is chock full of acoustic goodness. But before we dive into that, I want to introduce you to the general Tony's Acoustic Challenge and Acoustic Life Studios maintenance man, Sir Noah Jacob Ekman Jr. the first.
Maintenance man.
I know, such a bit.
That's me.
It was really meant to be a much better title. It's just what came out. I really, like, Noah keeps Acoustic Life Studios on track. Mm. And I say this because I come in the morning and the coffee cups are clean. The coffee's usually made. There's usually snacks. He makes sure we have snacks. He handles all the Tony's Acoustic Challenge support. He's the head of support and member success. He tolerates my extremely messy desk that takes me about an hour to prep when the cleaning lady comes. Noah is truly the maintenance man, but not just the maintenance man. He's the capital M maintenance man.
Well, I appreciate that. You made me sound like the what's it called? The best boy, like in a movie, in a movie set. I make sure donuts are stocked and all
it
that kind of stuff.
Sounds so bad. Basically, I wanted to say thank you for doing all of the things that you do, because I actually feel like I probably don't say that enough or ever.
Well,
so thank you for keeping us on track, man.
Well, thank you, Tony. Cheers to you. And when you first said that, the image that instantly came into my brain, I saw myself in like a beige like jumpsuit, like I'm the
like
high
a union
school
suit?
Like a janitor, and I got the keys
and
on my
key ring.
Yeah. The little zippy extender.
That's
so,
not
so like keys can go out.
That's also the image I got, and immediately it was one of those things where you say something and it's like a shot was fired and you can't pull it back.
No.
So I just had to try and really, you know, I had to massage it, you know.
Like
so.
That's not what I meant. I know that's what I just said.
I just appreciate all the good stuff you do.
Well,
that's what I mean.
Well, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Well, we're going to dig right in today, because this first item on my list is one that is near and dear to me because it caused a ton of questions when I was first starting to play guitar. When you're first starting to play guitar, so often you see somebody play a chord one way, the next person plays it a different way, and then you might be watching a YouTube video and they're playing that same chord yet a third way. And you know, you're sitting there thinking, well, which one's the right way? So I'm going to entitle this section of Acoustic Tuesday, A G is a G is a G. Because even though player one's playing a G chord one way, player two's playing G chord another way, and player three's playing a G chord a completely different way, they're all G chords, but here's the cool thing. They all may have their very specific uses. So I'm going to show you three variations of a G chord and why you would use one over the other, or rather, why each one has its own musical situation where it excels. So let's dive in. The first G I want to show you is what I like to call the bluegrass G. Okay, this is a G that I like to particularly use during a bluegrass song because it allows me the freedom to play bluegrass licks like a G run, or it allows me to punch or emphasize the bass note. So here's the bluegrass G. Your pinky on your fretting hand will be on the third fret of the high E, your ring finger on the third fret of the B, middle finger third fret of the low E, and index finger on the second fret of the A. And usually, I actually leave that index finger out and I just mute the A string with my middle finger. That's what I like to call the bluegrass G. And the reason I use this G chord in bluegrass specifically, because again, it allows me to punch the bass note if I want to. Gives me that freedom to do that. And then from this chord shape, I have the ability to do a G run. Or just punch the G.
because that index finger has a little bit of freedom with that particular chord shape. That's why I would choose that chord shape for bluegrass, right? So the bluegrass G. The next G I want to share with you is what I like to call the finger style G, okay? So this particular G chord shape, the index finger is on the third fret of the high E, the ring finger is on the third fret of the low E, the middle finger is on the second fret of the A string. Just as much a G as the bluegrass G, but the reason I like this one is because when you're playing finger style, there's a lot of times you want to access melody notes on the high E string or the B string or even the G string. This particular shape allows me to do that because the index finger is free and it allows me to access those notes like this. So it allows me mobility in both the pinky and the index finger to access those melody notes. So that's why I like to call that the finger style G, and that's maybe why somebody would choose that. And last but certainly not least, for the folks that really are gluttons for punishment, the bar chord, the G bar chord, right? Index finger bars everything on the third fret from the low E to the high E. The ring finger's on the fifth fret of the A string, pinky the fifth fret of the D, and the middle finger's on the fourth fret of the G string. Why on earth would somebody pick this chord shape? It's not that great to make. It's kind of a, you know, physically strenuous chord. But here's the deal. You have ultimate control over the decay of the guitar strings. So let's say you're doing some sort of choppy, like chunky rhythm. This chord shape allows you to mute all the strings. It's like a button. You push it on, it makes sound. Pull it off, it makes no sound. So you actually can do really cool percussive and kind of a chunky rhythm techniques with this particular chord shape. But ultimately, here's what I want you to take away from this lesson. You're gonna see a lot of different chord shapes for the same chord as you're playing guitar. And that's cool. And somebody might be choosing one of those shapes for a particular reason. Doesn't make it wrong, it doesn't make it right. It's just an option. So that's the beautiful thing with these chord shapes is that it gives us a plethora of options to choose from, and we can pick the one that's best for whatever musical style we're pursuing. Now, that being the case, again, I just wanna mention, a G is a G is a G. And if you're first starting to play guitar, the G that you make and that you're comfortable with, that's the exact G that I want you to use. As you continue on your guitar journey, you can explore these other forms and check out their assets and their pros and cons and so on and so forth. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of background on why you choose one chord shape over another. And if that took your playing to the next level, you gotta check out Tony's Acoustic Challenge, because that's gonna take your playing to a whole different level. You gotta check it out. Go to tonysacousticchallenge.com, read about the unique practice system, read about how it can help you take your guitar playing to the next level, and if it resonates with you, please request an invite today. You'll be so happy that you did so. Now, I'm gonna keep motoring down my Guitar Geek list for the week, and what's up next on my list is Guitar Geek Trivia. So here is your Guitar Geek Trivia question for the day. Which company was responsible for founding the American guitar brand Stella? Was it A, Montgomery Wards, B, the Regal Musical Instrument Company, C, the National Stringed Instrument Company, or D, the Oscar Schmidt Company? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I will be sure to give you the answer. Now, I do want to keep moving. We have a ton of stuff to discuss today. In fact, Noah's like, are you sure you want to pack all this into one show? And I'm like, yes, I promise you I can do it. Am I right?
Yeah, yes. That's,
but
yeah.
I want to check the mailbag out, because we got some really cool stuff. It's like guitars just magically appeared this week. Because in the mailbag, we got to try out. This is my first attempt, my first exposure to Faith Guitars out of the UK. They sent me a solid cedar top, solid mahogany back and side, 12 fret dreadnought that I'm really excited to try out and share with you all. That's coming up in a future episode. I can't spill all the beans right now. I just wanted to show it to you, and then you can hear it in a future episode. So that came in. And then Journey Instruments sent me their first class traveler guitar that comes with a really cool rolling bag.
And it's just really cool. The neck actually folds off of this guitar. And I'm super pumped because they're doing a Kickstarter right now. In fact, if you go on Kickstarter, they're right in the midst of their campaign. And there's some really cool rewards at different levels of donation. So make sure to check that out on Kickstarter. Of course, next week, we'll be doing a little bit more of an in-depth dive on this particular instrument, showing you the ins and outs. And I'll give you a direct link to that Kickstarter. And last but certainly not least, and this is what I'm really excited about, is this guitar right here. This is a Thompson DMA. It's a mahogany dreadnought, 18 style dreadnought. The shaded top, it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Thompson guitar. You guys know I love Thompson guitars. I have my own mahogany dreadnought made by Preston Thompson. This guitar is actually, I believe, if my facts are correct, I believe this guitar is Trey Hensley's guitar, and it's making a stop in Montana before going to Trey in Nashville, and this guitar comes equipped. I don't know if I can even do this. Comes equipped with a B-bender. I've never played a guitar with a B-bender in my life. And usually a B-bender is on a Telecaster, some sort of country guitar. This is on a Preston Thompson Dreadnought. This is so new, they don't even have pricing details yet. I don't even think it's in their catalog. But Christine from Preston Thompson was so kind to send this on its way to Nashville for it to make a stop here in Montana. And I've just been messing with this ever since it came in. It is so cool. Acoustically, the guitar sounds awesome. But then you add this B-bender, and it's just like it's a feat. It's an amazing thing. Noah, in fact, when I unboxed this, Noah's like, what the hell is that thing? So then we had to do a bunch of YouTube research, and which is where I fell into a black hole, and I started trying to learn B-bender licks. And now Noah, he's like, cool. So all day I'm going to have bow, 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 bow in my head. Yeah, in my head. So that's what came in the mailbag. Also, I got some 10-pound steel clubs, which sounds really weird, but they're for working out. And I just found out how heavy 10 pounds is. Noah can attest to this. I'm like, oh, 10-pound steel clubs. I'll do my workouts with these things. It's a different 10 pounds than what I'm used to because the center of the weight is far away from the handle. Anyways, that's a whole nother thing. That's not even guitar related. We don't have to talk about that. Noah, what'd you get in the mailbag? No?
I don't think I got anything, Tony.
I'm sorry.
Thanks
buddy.
For asking though.
I wanted to check in case you were, you know, sneakily hiding some things.
I was not sneakily hiding.
Sorry. Well, let's move on, shall we, since we have so much to discuss.
Yes.
Next up is what I'm listening to this week. And this week's artist recommendation comes from Zorn John from El Paso, Texas. And he recommends that we listen to Cahalen Morrison and Eli West. Now, check this out. So this is what Zorn says, and I've got a little bit of story about these guys that I want to share with you all. He says, the playing, the harmonizing, the unique vocals of Cahalen. I'm not eloquent enough to do these guys justice. These are the gentlemen that opened up the vast world of this genre and roots music. There are so many incredible tracks and YouTube performances. Some notable tracks for me, which span a few albums, include Down in the Lonesome Draw, Fiddlehead Fern, Our Lady of the Tall Trees, Stone to Stand, and the list goes on and on. Of course, there are other great tracks as well. Feel free to use any of the above if you decide to feature them. Unfortunately, they disbanded for now with an open-ended possible return years down the line. Cahalen has since put out a solo album, more straightforward country, which is not my personal cup of tea, but all in all, it's still a solid album. Eli West came out with an album called The Both in 2016, and I admit I didn't do a deep dive that Tony tends to do. Both solo efforts are fine, but in my opinion, it is nothing compared to the music they made together. Thanks, guys. Hope you dig them as much as I do. Now I gotta tell you, when I first moved to Montana, I was going to people's houses to teach music. So I had a couple banjo students, like old time banjo. And this one fella south of town here in Bozeman, I would go out to his house and he was just a music geek. I mean, of the highest regard. He would expose me to all these cool different musicians that I had never heard. Cahalen Morrison and Eli West were two of those musicians where he's like, you gotta check these guys out. So I did back then. And I listened to them a ton because I love, as Zorn said, their harmonizing, just the instrumentation, the songwriting. It's just amazing. And then it kind of, you know, it's just one of those things where you don't listen to them all that much for a certain spell of time. Well, this week they came back because it's all I've been listening to. I've been driving Whitney crazy at home. And I got to tell you, I love these guys. I love them each individually. Kahalen's got an amazing voice, great player. Eli West is a stunning player. He's the type of player where you can watch him play solo, and he fills all the right spaces with the right musical licks, the right tone. He has a knack for being a wonderful solo performer. And when these two were playing together, I believe it was from 2012 to 2016. I could not be totally right on those dates. They're really magic. I'm talking major magic has happened. In fact, I want you guys to hear Kahalen and Eli play this tune called My Lover Adorned. I think you'll know what I'm talking about. So let's have a listen.
I have fled and given my all for a young lover's heart I did fall. I'm not a man, just a lonely cowhand, doing what any man would do.
All right, so that was Kahalen Morrison and Eli West. And as Zorn mentioned in his little description there, they have disbanded, but it is kind of open-ended. They said that they may make music together again soon, but the good news is each of them have solo projects going on as well, which I like both of the solo projects as well. Maybe not as much as the duo thing, but they're both so talented. The solo projects are incredible. So let's first look at the three albums from Kahalen and Eli that you should absolutely own. If you're an acoustic music fan and you don't own these albums, you need to go to acousticlife.tv/AT68 and pick these albums up right now. So here are the albums. The first one is The Holy Coming of the Storm, followed up by Our Lady of the Tall Trees, and then their third album together, I'll Swing My Hammer with Both My Hands. Now, the artwork on those three albums, I'm such a dork for artwork, and I gotta tell you, I just love the last two, Our Lady of the Tall Trees and I'll Swing My Hammer with Both My Hands. It's like they're these woodcut prints, it almost looks like. They're really, really cool. But the contents of the albums is really what we should focus on, and it's stunning. It's the kind of album that you just press play and you just sink into. All the tracks are standouts. There's not one that's like, oh, I keep listening to that one, although those exist too, but it's you play from track one all the way to the end of the album and you're just like, okay, I'm ready to listen to that again. It was that good. So make sure to check those out. Now, let's look at some of their solo stuff as well. So Kahalen Morrison has two solo albums, to the best of my knowledge, out. The first one is Old Timey and Newfangled. And then the second one is called Flower of Muscle Shoals, and that is his kind of country project. So if you really like what you hear with the duo and you want to do a little bit more of a deep dive, you can check those out. And then also Eli West released an album called The Both that has a wonderful story behind it that I won't get into all the details right now, but you should definitely check it out. Eli West is one of those, I think Eli West is a musical chameleon. I've seen him play. I saw him open up for Mandolin Orange last year. They played in Butte in this old church, and he put on an awesome show. I mean, just him and his acoustic guitar. He came out. He had an octave mandolin as well. He even did some electric stuff. He even came out and played with the band. He played some old-time banjo with the band. I mean, he's a musical chameleon, and he does everything so well and so tastefully. Those two together are stunning. So make sure to check out Kahalen Morrison and Eli West. Definitely some records you need to have in your acoustic music collection. All right, I want to keep motoring. I feel like I'm an auctioneer in some sorts, but I'm really excited about what's coming up because you're going to celebrate some small wins.
Yes. Oh, like yes. Like right now? Was that the?
If it's in your schedule, if you can, are you have time to celebrate some small wins?
Oh, I'm ready for small wins. It's not really all I'm here for. All right. So, small wins today, as always, come from Acoustic Tuesday viewers like yourself at home or secretly watching at work or wherever else you might happen to be. Our first small win comes from Thomas Q, who says, My girlfriend recently rediscovered her grandfather's guitar, a 1961 Martin 00018. And over Thanksgiving, she played it for her family, and her mom got misty hearing it for the first time in almost 30 years.
That is so rad. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, the guitar itself is rad, but then you throw the family in. Yeah. That's pretty magic.
Yeah, that just inspired me. You know how there's those shows that are like a collection of short stories?
Yeah.
And how awesome would it be to have like a, you know, a video of short stories of guitar stories?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Copyright, Noah Heckman.
Yes, you heard it here first, folks. All right, next one comes from Carl W. Hey, Noah and Tony, love the show. Best channel on YouTube. Oh, thanks, Carl.
Wow.
Says, small win, just watch the mighty Tommy Emmanuel showing how he plays an E minor chord with one finger. I tried it. It's actually pretty easy. Revelation.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Carl from Manchester, United Kingdom.
Very cool.
It's my homeland.
Well, we're going to find out what my homeland is pretty soon.
Yes. Yeah.
So for those of you who might be new, let me give a little background. Noah ordered the 23andMe, like you spit in a tube and send it in, and they analyze your DNA. And he found out that he was, what's your deal?
Yeah, so I'm 54.5% British Irish.
Okay, so ever since he found that out, he's like borderline wearing a kilt to the studio. And because of his enthusiasm, I ordered one for myself and Whitney. So I'm excited to figure out what I am.
Yeah.
I half expect Noah to be like doing a caber toss in the parking lot.
Yeah, and then I'm going to come in and you're going to be like flipping pizza dough. Hey, Noah, make a pizza. Okay. All right. I apologize. And our last small win for the day comes from Jay Granger, who says, went to see Trace Bundy live in Atlanta. After watching him from a few feet away, I came to the conclusion that a guitar geek watching him would either A, be inspired to rush home and practice harder, or B, discourage one from ever trying to play again. I rushed home to try harder.
All right.
Trace is a great artist and entertainer with a great sense of humor as well.
Oh, very cool. That's awesome.
And there's our small wins for today, Tony.
Well, Noah, thank you for sharing those small wins. As Noah mentioned, if you have a small win that you want to share, in the comments on the YouTube channel, just put hashtag small win and please describe your small win. Whether you saw an awesome show, change your strings for the first time, got a new guitar, whatever the case may be, please share that with us. We love to share them on the show. It helps perpetuate that positive momentum that we all need throughout our guitar journey. Now, before we go on, I have a bit of a small win I want to share.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. Sorry,
You're still thinking about, yeah. It's okay. because as some of you know, so those of you who might be new to the show, let me give you a quick update. I'm getting a custom Bourgeois guitar made, and it's got an Italian spruce top that's torrified. It's got Cocobolo back and sides, which you can see in the last two or three episodes of Acoustic Tuesday. We've shown some pictures of it in construction. Today's small win. Let me tell you, today's small win almost had me in tears when I first watched it. I know that sounds geeky, and it is geeky because I'm a guitar geek, but I got a video of Dana actually tuning the top and back of my guitar. And it is something that every guitar geek needs to see just for the sheer experience of what a guitar top sounds like off of a guitar. Meaning, like, it's still musical without strings on it. I can't do it justice, but you got to check out this video. Dana is the leading, in my eyes, he's the leader in terms of voicing tops and his approach to voicing tops, and you'll see in this video. So let's check out this video. I think you'll be as excited as I was.
Okay, Tony, real quick, before I hit play on this, just a little disclaimer. He's being filmed and talking from the shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, just... be mindful, you might have to adjust a little bit on the volume here, but we did our best. So without further ado, here we go.
Hi, this is Dana Bourgeois from Bourgeois Guitars. We're here today talking about a guitar that we're building for Tony Polcastro. It's a variation on a fingerstyle custom OMS. I believe it's an OMSC, actually, with a cutaway. This particular model is made with a wonderful combination of Cocobolo beautifully figured Coke Bolo, and we have lucked into a small stash of torrefied Italian spruce. It's a very light, resonant wood. It's going to be very similar in quality to the redwood. The most important thing for a fingerstyle guitar, for a fingerstyle top, is to have a very quick response, to be very lightweight, and to be able to produce, you know, sort of all of its tonal spectrum at a light to moderate playing dynamic. So that's the way we're going to voice this top. We started out with the right materials, and the process of voicing will be building it to just the right dimension of flexibility. Back again, we've done a little bit of preliminary voicing on this particular OMSC top. You know, it'll be loaded with about 180 pounds of string tension, so it has to be able to flex, you know, to a certain degree in this direction and also in this direction. One of the areas where I can remove wood, you know, a fair amount of wood, is along the cross sections of the X brace and the tone bar. I'm trying to make a little bit more of a triangular shape, which will remove some weight. And let me just give you a tap, little example of what the top sounds like, and what we'll tap at the end. And as you can hear, if I hold it in different areas, I'm getting different tones. So my objective is to build to a certain level of flexibility.
A little bit differently.
And his little idea of what the back sounds like. This particular, well, most all Coca Bola backs usually have a very good bottom end and a nice ringy, bongy kind of sound. But here we go. Which guy holding? A little chimey there. You can hear it's sort of like a little more like a gong than this particular top. We'll do a little more carving, and we'll listen in a little bit later. Okay, well, we're getting very close. I'm going to do a little bit of tapping, see if you can hear. Can you hear how those are getting more fuller, more separation, more, you know, more just sort of distinct notes? That's what we're aiming for. This is about as usually as far as I'll take it, you know, today. I like to come back with these tops, sleep on it, and listen to it fresh tomorrow. I'd say we're about 90% there, but we'll let it settle in a little bit and have another go and put the final, you know, the finishing touches on it.
I wanted to share that with all of you guitar geeks because I want you guys to experience this with me, and I want you to see what's behind something like a custom Bourgeois guitar, because it's so I showed it to my dad, I showed it to Noah, and I just keep watching it because I'm amazed at the sound that actually comes out of the top and back, and there's not even strings on the thing yet. I'm floored that it can be so musical. I mean, the back sounds like a marimba. It just blows my mind. So I hope you all enjoyed that. And of course, as I get continued updates from the folks at Bourgeois, I want to thank them, by the way, for sending me updates. I will do my best to share them all with you, because it's just such a cool process that I certainly don't get to do every single day. And I just want to share it with you because it's cool to get insight into what goes into a custom guitar, what kind of the magic behind the curtain, if you will, how the sausage is made, if you will. A lot of parallels. I'll stop there. That's probably just far enough, isn't it, Noah?
Yep.
All right. Well, moving on. I found a great way for all of you acoustic guitar geeks to stay in the loop with one of the leading acoustic guitar makers in the United States. I want you to go over to, well, first of all, let me preface this by saying, you guys clearly know by now that I love Preston Thompson guitars. I have my own Thompson Dreadnought. It's an 18 style Dreadnought with Cuban mahogany back and sides, Adirondack spruce top. It's amazing. I come in here every week and I'm like, Noah, I was playing that Thompson again. It still sounds amazing, in case you were curious. Of course, he wasn't wondering about it, but I have to tell him anyway. And then we just got this B-Bender, Trey Hensley's B-Bender in, which is awesome as well. So I just think the folks at Thompson Guitars are making stellar instruments, and it's cool to know what's going on in the shop. And the best way to do that is to sign up for the Preston Thompson Guitars newsletter. It's super easy. You can get there through Preston Thompson's site. I believe it's pktguitars.com. Or, of course, the easiest way is to go to acousticlife.tv/AT68. There'll be a dedicated link where you can go ahead and sign up for that newsletter. And they feature such cool stuff. They feature guitar reviews that were done on YouTube of their guitars. So they featured stuff from, I believe, Carter Vintage before. They actually featured ours, of my Thompson Mahogany Dreadnought. They feature musicians, what's going on at the shop, stuff they have in development, stuff that's for sale. I mean, it's a great way to stay in the loop, and it takes about 2 seconds to sign up. And it's a treat. Whenever I get that newsletter, I'm really excited. I think they do it either every month or every other month. And it's just a cool way to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the acoustic guitar world, specifically Thompson guitars. So make sure to check that out. Again, go to acousticlife.tv/AT68, and you'll be able to find that link to go ahead and sign up for that newsletter. I know you'll dig it, especially if you're a guitar geek. Okay, well, we want to know what you think of the show so far today. So please, in the comments below, let us know what you think. And if you have not subscribed to this YouTube channel yet, please, please do so. Go ahead and click that red subscribe button. Don't forget to hit that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification of each new video that gets released. And Noah, speaking of comments, You spent the greater part of the weekend just reading comments from the Acoustic Tuesday show. And you've hand-selected 3 gems. Is that what you told me?
You know me so well.
Yeah.
You know me so well.
He reads into the kids at bedtime.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, despite all the kids and all that stuff, I just read comments all day. Yes, I got 3 of them here for you today.
Awesome.
And so the first one comes from Ryan H., who says, and I love this, a little more lighthearted, nothing too deep, but he says, I'm watching the show with French subtitles, and whenever bourgeois is said, the subtitles say booyah or bourgeois, ha-ha. So, that's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you got a booyah.
Yeah.
You're getting a
custom booyah.
Booyah. Now, what does it say when we say booyah? You'll have to let us know that.
Yeah.
And our next comment comes from Ronnie D., who says, great show, guys. Look forward to every Tuesday. My wife always says now on Tuesday evenings, did you watch Acoustic Tuesday today? Now I'll ask you the same thing. Did you watch Acoustic Tuesday today? And our last one comes from Pepper. And I think I'm assuming here, says, love your show, and you both do a great job. You're all the best.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Pepper Potts from Iron Man. My son Aiden went through a major Iron Man phase, and where he just knew all the characters.
Oh, I got you.
And he got all the Lego sets and everything.
Gotcha.
And Pepper Potts was Tony Stark's wife, I believe, or assistant.
Yeah,
later
assistant.
To become wife.
Yeah, it shows you where my head was. As soon as you said that and then mentioned Iron Man, my mind's like going through like, what? Ozzy? Iron Man? What? Pepper? What's the reference there? Then it slowly came to me.
Well, we appreciate all your comments, whatever tangent it may send us on. You've got some more, right?
Yes, that's not all.
Okay.
pardon me. I do have 3 You Know You're a Guitar Geek When submissions.
All right.
So the first one comes from, I know this came up before, and I can't remember if I said it right, but it looks like it's Rallstrat Music.
Oh.
Has like an RL there.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, they comment and say, you know you're a guitar geek when you try tuning the toy guitars, which are actually more like ukuleles at the store. You realize the winds go the wrong way on 2 of the tuning pegs on each guitar, and you decide that your toddler deserves better. So you put it back on the shelf without letting your toddler touch it for fear she'll be misled.
Like that. You got to protect him. You got to act as the Guitar Geek Guardians.
Yes.
Of the galaxy. Guitar Geek Guardians of the galaxy. Sorry. I'm going to I'm really in a apparently comic book type mood.
Okay.
Sorry.
The next one comes from Bill. You know you're a guitar geek when you're diving on one of the most beautiful reefs in the world, and you're worrying about your calluses on your fretting hand.
I'd be worried about sharks.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, losing calluses is just the same as getting attacked by a shark for a guitar geek, so.
Right. And our last one today, Tony, comes from James M. You know you're a guitar geek when you've been playing guitar for over 50 years and still learn something new almost every day.
Heck yeah, I love that one. That's the, you know what? I think that's one of the things that continually fascinates me about just music in general and guitar in general. No matter how long you play, you still learn something new. It's just enjoying this journey. It's just so cool. So thank. That's a good one. I like that. I'm glad you selected that one. That was an awesome one.
You're welcome.
One.
You're
and of course, if you have you're a guitar geek, when please put that in the comments. Hashtag you know you're a guitar geek, when and go ahead and complete that statement. They can be funny. They can be truthful. Sometimes they're funny and truthful. Sometimes the truer they are, the more funny they are. Lots of ones about guitar picks in the dryer, which is accurate.
That's like the
across the board.
That's like the gateway into guitar geekdom.
Yeah.
If you have picks in your pocket all the time, or your spouse, partner, whatever finds them in the dryer, you've definitely entered into the guitar geekdom.
Yeah, you're there.
I will say bass player realm, because I also play with a pick on my bass.
True, true. Even though I won't judge you for that or anything.
But
did Geddy Lee play with a pick?
No,
he didn't.
He has this whole different approach with his tone, and he hooks the finger and does
really?
This thing with his nail too. Yeah, it's
cool.
It's cool.
Oh, that wow! That's I have to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. You know you're a bass geek when no. So thank you all for sharing those. Of course, as I mentioned, if you want to share, you know you're a guitar geek when you know what to do. And one quick thing when we're talking about sharing, we want you to share the Acoustic Tuesday show. The whole notion behind Acoustic Tuesday is to get guitar geeks together every single Tuesday and get them to unite and have fun and just escape the kind of rigors of everyday life for, 50 minutes sometimes an hour, maybe a little bit longer. But we want you all to hang out here with your guitar geek friends, so please share this show with your friends. Send them a link to AcousticLife.tv. Send them a link to your favorite episode on YouTube. Whatever the case may be, we want you to share the heck out of Acoustic Tuesday so we can get as many guitar geeks to unite as we possibly can. And speaking of guitar geeks, two of our very own Acoustic Tuesday viewers submitted guitar signals for us to oogle at, and we're going to have a look at some amazing guitars right now. The first one comes from Ashland, Oregon. It is a guitar signal from Lewis P., and from left to right, we've got a Larivee LO5, and I love that particular guitar because I used to have a Larivee LO3, and I sold it, and I should have never sold it. Sorry, this is about Lewis's guitar signal, not mine. So he's got a Larivee LO5, a Taylor GS Mini Mahogany, a Santa Cruz H13 Anniversario, a Sur, I think that's how you say that, Standard Pro S1, and a Mexican Fender Telecaster. So I want to thank Lewis P. for sharing your guitar signal with us. Next up, we've got a guitar signal from, I love this town name, Wolverhampton, West Midlands, UK. Wolverhampton. Sounds like where Wolverine's from. You know what I mean? Wolverhampton. All right, this guitar signal is brought to you by Martin K., and he says this is his modest collection. He's got a Fender American Special HSS Stratocaster with Texas Special single coils in the Stevie Ray Vaughan style in Candy Apple Red, a Fender FO3 that he bought new in 1985, an Ashbury AB45 five-string banjo, which he's removed the resonator from, a Pilgrim VPM 400F mandolin with solid spruce top and flame maple back and sides, a cheap blues box guitar, and a Martin 00017E in Whiskey Sunset that he bought new in April this year, 2018. Also, he's got a small win, Noah, if I can step on your toes just a little bit.
Okay.
Hashtag small win. I'm now a Martin with a Martin. FYI, the POD is just for show. Way too big to be usable. His name's Martin. He owns a Martin. He can say that his guitar has his name on the headstock. That's pretty cool.
That's true. I thought you were going to say his small win was like he's already in the UK.
Oh. Noah's probably going to come visit you soon.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing the caber tossing and the log rolling.
Oh, man.
And
all of our Acoustic Tuesday viewers are going to, I just know, they're going to, it's going to be a welcoming home party like none other.
I'm I'm surprised you didn't greet me at the top of the stairs with a bagpipe.
As you say that, I'm slowly putting them back away. I was just about to pull them out.
Well, I just want to thank both Lewis and Martin for sharing your guitar arsenals with us. And if you're sitting there thinking, man, I want to share my guitar arsenal on Acoustic Tuesday, please do so. It's really easy. First, you got to get yourself a guitar arsenal shirt. There's a link right beneath the YouTube episode. Second, put that guitar arsenal shirt on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. And third, submit it at acousticlife.tv. Just type in acousticlife.tv in the top menu. You're going to see a submit link. Go ahead and click that. You can add your picture, describe your guitar arsenal, and you'll be featured on an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday. We are cruising, Noah, and I'm pretty excited because we're covering a ton of ground. We got one more really important thing to talk about, though. So in a past episode of Acoustic Tuesday, I talked about the LR Bags Align series of pedals. And it's just when they first came out, and I thought, man, these look so cool. I wanted to share them all with you all. Yeah, that makes sense. And I thought, man, you guys got to try these out. But now I had to bring them back on the show because I actually have them now. I've got a whole pedal board of Align series pedals from LR Bags. Now, they sent this to us here at Acoustic Life Studios, and I'm so, so happy that they did. They sent us the full deal, the full meal deal, if you will, supersized, of course, on the pedal board. We've got the Session, the Equalizer, the Reverb, and the Active DI. And let me tell you, I want you guys, so I was gonna hold these up and try and describe them, but I want you guys to see an actual close-up version of each of these pedals. So I got a small little video snippet so you can get a visual of what these look like, and then I'll go into the descriptions of each one. So let's have a look at that video real quick. All right, so what's the deal with these pedals? Well, first of all, let me say this. Each of these pedals individually is extremely useful. However, I think when you actually chain them together, the full Align series, that's when their potential is fully realized. So let me start out with the Active DI because I think it's the most utility pedal in the whole entire line. If you're playing live, if you're doing open mics, if you want to plug into a PA at home just to practice, you're gonna need a DI. The DI essentially takes your guitar signal, a high impedance signal, and converts it to a low impedance signal so that the mixer can quote unquote read it and get the sound out of the speakers. So the Active DI, the LR Bags Align Series Active DI, is super easy to use. It takes phantom power. It has a ground lift if you're having buzzing issues. It's got a pad so you can actually pad the input if you have a super hot input on your guitar. And it has a phase switch, which will help with either getting really getting better tone out of the DI or squelching feedback if that's an issue. So this is something that I think everybody needs to have. And it has a mute switch on it. Most DIs, like I use a radial passive DI and also the radial active DI, the J48 or the Pro DI. Those are great DIs, but they don't really have any flexibility. They just plug it in and away you go. This one actually has a mute on it, so you can actually cut the signal off if you want to mute or tune or change guitars or what have you. So that's the Active DI. Next, I want to feature the Session. Okay, now the Session took me a while to figure out actually what it did, but it's pretty simple. The Session is a compressor, which is fantastic if you're playing in a louder setting and you want just that little, you want to squash your signal just a little bit and boost it up above everything else. And it has a saturation feature, which kind of delivers a little bit more more rich harmonic content to the signal. I'm gonna play through each of these here in a second, but I just wanted to isolate each of these. So this is a fantastic pedal if you want an extra boost, and if you wanna just kind of fatten up your sound a little bit, right? Get rid of a little bit of that quack, a little bit of that thinness from acoustic guitar pickups, and just add a little beef to the sound. The next one, Equalizer, is extremely functional, number one, as an EQ, but it doubles as a boost, right? So a lot of times people want a boost if you want to go take a lead for a solo or something like that, and you just need a little bit of oomph to get beyond maybe the sound of the band, the kind of level of the band. You just want to peek out a little bit. The Equalizer will allow you to do that, plus it'll allow you to dial in your sound even further. It also has a notch filter, which is fantastic because that's another way to suppress feedback. It also has a phase switch as well. And last but certainly not least, probably my favorite of all of the Align series pedals. If I was to just have to pick one out of the full lineup, I'd pick the Reverb pedal, because the Reverb pedal is just downright cool. I mean, even in its most minimal setting, it just adds a little tail, a little life, a little roominess to your acoustic guitar sound. And then you can get a little crazy with it. And it creates this beautiful wash, this beautiful blossom of tone. So let me play through a couple of these. You won't be able to get the full impact out of each of these just here through the microphone that we have. However, I just wanted to expose you to these. And if your local dealer has these, I want you to try them out. And if you're considering buying one, you can also check them out at acousticlife.tv. All the pricing information is there. And there's a link to each of these pedals. There's a purchase link to each of these pedals. And it's an Amazon referral link. So if you purchase one of the pedals through acousticlife.tv, we'll get a percentage of that sale because it's an Amazon referral link. And what we do is then take that exact percentage and pass it directly to Guitars for Vets as a donation on behalf of all of you guitar geeks that watch Acoustic Tuesday. So kind of an added bonus. So I'm going to just go ahead and engage the DI. So this is just the DI. Boost the signal real nice. Now I'm playing that Faith guitar. It's got a cedar top. It's got solid mahogany back and sides, and it's a Fishman Matrix pickup. So it's an under saddle pickup. Next, I'm gonna add the Session. Okay, this is the Session pedal. So immediately, this is without the Session, and this is with the Session. You tell it fattens up the tone a ton, and really just gives a lot of life and body to the guitar. That's just the Session. Now I'm gonna disengage the Session and engage the EQ pedal. Let me disengage it. So that's just by itself, and that's with the EQ engaged. Now I've actually focused this a little bit more on the high end. You can hear that. And I'm gonna take the phase button and actually hit that. Bring a little bit of that body back. And as I mentioned before, so this is the EQ engaged. If I want to use it as a boost, I can. There's a plus 6 dB notch on it, so now when I engage it, it's going to be 6 dB higher. So much louder. So that's a nice feature to have if you want to use it as a boost. And then as I mentioned before, the reverb pedal. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to dial in a realistic reverb setting first, and then I'll get crazy. So this is the reverb pedal. Just a nice kind of lush reverb. And now I'm going to get a little crazy with it and extend the decay, add more reverb. Hopefully it won't feed back, but this is just fun to mess around with. Just a beautiful, nice blossom, and just a wonderful pedal to have at your disposal. Now, again, you don't have to purchase all of the pedals at once, but I think it really unlocks their potential, their full potential, if you chain them all together, as exhibited here on this particular pedal board. But as I mentioned before, you know, each of them singularly has, they're truly effective, and they're very good at what the name says they're good at. So often you get a pedal that kind of does the job, but not really. And so often as acoustic players, we're stuck kind of picking and pulling from the electric guitar market, which isn't bad. There's actually a lot of great crossover pedals there, specifically in the delay department. But having these pedals tailored for an acoustic guitar and being so useful is really a boon to any acoustic guitar player's pedal board, right? Or kind of if you're plugging in, it's a huge boost in that department. And I gotta say, purely, this is very superficial of me, but they look awesome. They look acoustic. And I think that's awesome. When you can look at a pedal and be like, yeah, those are for acoustic guitar. That says a lot. I think LR Bags does a lot of great stuff internally, but when you can look at the pedal and be like, man, that's cool to look at too, and it's functional, that's a double win. So make sure to check out the full Align series of LR Bags pedals. I think you'll really dig them. If I was to cite one that I really want you to check out, it's definitely the Reverb. If I was to cite one that every guitar player needs in their bag, it's the Active DI. I love the Session. I love the EQ. Those are awesome to try out as well. But the two that you gotta check out are the Reverb and the Active DI. So make sure to check out the full line. You can check it out on LR Bags' website, or just get there easily at acousticlife.tv/AT68. All right, that pretty much wraps up Acoustic Tuesday 68. I can't believe it's almost over, Noah, but we do have one important line item of business to take care of.
I know what it is.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Well, it is Guitar Geek Trivia. We'll do a quick review of the question, and then I'll reveal the answer. Here's your Guitar Geek Trivia question. Which company was responsible for founding the American guitar brand Stella? Was it A, Montgomery Wards, B, the Regal Musical Instrument Company, C, the National Stringed Instrument Company, or D, the Oscar Schmidt Company? Well, if you answered D, the Oscar Schmidt Company, you're absolutely correct. Stella was an American guitar brand owned by the Oscar Schmidt Company. It was founded around 1899. The Stella brand consists of low and mid-level instruments. Stella guitars were played notably by artists including Robert Johnson, Leadbelly, and Charlie Patton, amongst others. Stella was acquired by the Harmony Company in 1939, and then the brand was dissolved in 1974, later to be introduced by the MBT International Company. So pretty cool little lineage of one of, I think, the coolest guitar brands out there. When I was working in Chicago, we get used Stella instruments all the time, and I was always like, man, what's the story with these things? Well, lo and behold, it was part of the Oscar Schmidt Company, and then it went along its way getting changed hands and all sorts of things. So there you have it, your Guitar Geek trivia for the day. So that's it. We've tucked it in, Noah. We've boarded Acoustic Tuesday number 68. We've walked it to the bus stop. We made sure it got on there, found a seat. We waved goodbye. Acoustic Tuesday 68 looked out the window, waved goodbye at us, and we sent it on its way to grade school. Now we have to take a sneak peek into next week and see what Acoustic Tuesday 69 will bring us. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, a singer-songwriter from Colorado, an Acoustic Tuesday viewer recommendation, which blew my mind. An acoustic guitar Kickstarter that makes traveling with an acoustic guitar a breeze, and a special treat from some bold and courageous Tony's Acoustic Challenge members. You're not going to want to miss next week's episode. So again, be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Life YouTube channel. Make sure to check out every episode of Acoustic Tuesday at acousticlife.tv. And make sure to always tune in to Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Again, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday. You can catch your Acoustic Tuesday fix at acousticlife.tv if it's not Tuesday. And I think that's it. I think I've confused myself sufficiently. Bottom line, go to acousticlife.tv. You'll really dig it, especially if you're a guitar geek. And don't miss Acoustic Tuesday. Noah, did I forget anything?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, yeah, good. You said good thing. I'm running out of words.
You said it all enough times. I think.
Well, cheers to all of you guys. Thank you so much for watching Acoustic Tuesday, and we'll see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers.